Blog Talk Radio.
No rules?
Hell no, just do the damn thing. No rules.
Countdown.
What's up, add people to the park?
Three.
You got a problem with it?
Six,
ladies and gentlemen.
I was so excited when I was asked to be the host of the Every Woman Talk Show.
What is going on and why are y'all making so much noise?
I think it's a forum where we get a chance to express everything.
I'm not a cynic. I'm a realist.
You are a realist masquerading as a cynic who is secretly an optimist.
You can't get one point of view. You have to get both points of view.
Hey, what? People going crazy over this?
Talk about all kind of things. So it's a show I think that everybody would like to listen to. So listen in.
Just do the damn thing.
Well, I'm in need. Yes, she's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over time. That digs on me. She kill me, mom.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger.
I'm in need.
But she ain't messing with no broke niggas.
She kill me, mom.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger.
I'm in need.
But she ain't messing with no broke niggas.
I got
a get down, girl. Go ahead, get down.
I got a
down, girl, go ahead, get down.
Get down,
girl, go ahead, get down.
Get
down, girl, go ahead.
She
need a bomb, met her at a beauty salon with a baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, I could tell you rock, I could tell by your charm. Far as girls, you got a flock, I could tell by your charm and your arm. But I'm looking for the one, have you seen her? My psychic told me she'll have an ass like Serena, Trina, Gina, for Lopez, four kids. And I gotta take all they badass to show biz. Okay, get your kids, but then they got their friends. I put up in the bins, they all got a bin. We all went to den, and then I had to pay. If you fucking with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend said she used to fuck with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead.
Get down, get down. It is Tuesday night. This is Uli Wells, the host of the Every Woman Talk Show. And we are going to get into a topic that is very, very special. Yes, 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 yes. Gold digger, gold digger. Now, we want to call us a call in tonight to get their own perception of what they consider a gold digger. We listen to the song of Kanye West. We listen to what some of the men call the women gold diggers. But I don't think every woman who expects a man to take care of her or to be a man can be considered a gold digger. So let's get into that. Let's jump into that. Let's talk about that. Let's see what we, you know, what people come up with that, what they have to say about that. My thing is, gold digger. Yep. Here's my thing. If you lay it with multiple different men to get money, to get gifts, to get trips, to things like that, you're a gold digger then, because there is no substance to what you're doing. No substance. So when you have a woman that has no character to herself, no morals behind what she's doing, that's a gold digger. But let's get into the women who are in relationships with men or let's say starting a relationship with a man. Do you think it's wrong that she expects for him to do things that men normally are supposed to? We were taught men should do. We were taught that men should pay for our meals. Men should pay for the bills. Men should open our doors. Men should. It's so funny. Let's talk about Valentine's Day coming around. Valentine's Day is what? Saturday, one of those good days. I'm single, so I don't know. Should men give gifts? Should women give gifts? See, a gold digger would tell you, I don't have to give him nothing. He should just give me something because it's all about me. But a real woman knows, I might not give him as much as he gives me, but it's, you know, it's fair that I think and I give him something, whether it's something simple, whether it's something big, whatever you can do, wrap yourself up in a freaking, I don't know, some red cellophane wrapping with a red bow, I don't care. Whatever you do, do something. So I want to hear, think about gold diggers, whether or not women should still expect men to do the things that we were taught as young women that men should do, or whether or not these independent women now have made it where they shouldn't have to do anything. And because we want them to do these things, or we require them to do these things, that we are now considered gold diggers. And I say we because I'm a single woman, look, you know, and I'm dating. And so now, what am I supposed to expect when I'm out in the dating field now? After being married for so many years and being in a relationship for quite some time, now back in the single field, what am I supposed to expect? How am I supposed to feel about someone calling me a gold digger if I say, you know, this needs to be, well, these are the things I require of you. These are the things I require of you. Now, if you tell me, okay, I got you, this is what we're going to do and this is how we're going to do this, and then you don't do it, and then I'm upset. Am I just looking for that in the relationship? Is that what you think, or are you looking at it like she's upset because I promised her I was going to do these things and I wasn't able to come through with it, so she has the right to be upset? Or do we take the stance of, oh, that's all you want from me, that's all I'm good for, is to do this and pay that and do that? How do men, how do you feel when things like that happen? That's what you think.
Well, you know,
so you're married.
Think, well,
it's very hard to talk to you.
No, it's not. It's not. You know, I've been on both sides of the coin, been received on both sides of the coin, and it could be a misconception sometimes. Because sometimes it's because you're in a relationship, you know. Some women, as well as men, figure, okay, they kind of have that same go-digger mentality even in a relationship. They figure, you know, I'm doing this, you know, I'm here. You know, you still can give me this. You're mandated or you're obligated. You're entitled to give me this. No. It goes both ways.
See, that's what I mean. When we say you're obligated, you're talking about the women think the men are obligated to do certain things?
No, you know, that's what I'm saying. Some women think like that. Not all. Not all women. Some women think, okay, because I'm in a relationship with you, you know, you have to do this for me. You have to give me money. No, it shouldn't be like that. Cause just because you're in a relationship, there's still some women who get into relationships with that gold digger mentality. They go into relationship, you know, that's when they look for the so-called, quote-unquote, sugar daddies, or they're looking for that person they think that can make them financially stable. So they went in with the wrong mind state into relationship. So when the money goes away, or they meet struggle, or they meet trials and tribulations, and money's not there, then it's problems. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're no good as a man. You're not doing this. You're not doing that.
Right.
They got to kill that mentality. And matter of fact, you have a caller online. We're going to bring him on, this gentleman. Hello, you're on the Every Woman Talk Show. Hello, brother.
Hey, yeah, how you doing? First, I want to say I'm so proud of my little sister, Uli.
Hey, Tom.
How you doing,
Toto.
You doing they clap for me. Nice.
Okay. Nancy,
no,
that's Tony.
Hey, Tony, how you doing, brother?
Tony, we've known Nass since he was a little boy.
Is that right? All right. Good.
We're going back now.
We're going way back. Listen, I think that the topic is a good topic, but I also think that each individual, to each his own. So if a woman puts herself out there and says, if I'm going to be your woman, you've got to pay this, you got to give me that, and the man accepts that, that's not a gold digger. That's a barter. It's an agreement.
Right.
It's no different from if a woman and a man decide that they're non-exclusive, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's their agreement, then they're non-exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if a woman thinks that a man is obligated to buy her dinner, to give her money, to pay her bills, then that's a whole other story within itself, because there are men that will do that because that's their value. They think that they can't get a good woman unless they do those things for them.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I mean? And then there's men that just won't settle for that. I mean, you can tell a gold digger a mile away, but you can't dig unless a man gives you a shovel. You know
right.
what I mean? So
right. hey, hey.
you open that door, you open that door, and there you go, you know?
Right.
But it's a good topic.
So,
I mean,
So you think that if you start the relationship off, whether it's a monogamous relationship or not, if you start the relationship off with the understanding that these are the things that I require and these are the things that you require, then you have to stay. Everybody has to meet their standards.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the reality is that you get nothing for something for nothing, right? So if what I think these young people should do, I don't know about my age or your age or these younger kids should do, they should think about getting their own, right? And once
right.
you get your own, you don't have to worry about somebody giving you, you know. You'll find somebody compatible with you that complements you. You know what I mean? As opposed to your need. If you're a woman and you ain't making your ends meet and you need a man to help make your ends meet, then you're basically pepping yourself out for your needs, right?
Okay.
So, again, when it comes to dating today, and I'm not dating, I haven't dated in a long time, but the reality is that a good man doesn't have to be asked. He's going to do.
Being a good woman doesn't have to ask either then. So I shouldn't have to.
Exactly. So that's right. my point. So if a good woman needs and her man's not giving, she shouldn't have to ask because that means there's a mismatch there. You know what
right.
I mean? A good man. If I had a good woman, if I was
uh-huh.
single and I met a woman and I'm dating her and she's got kids and she's got bills and I can see that she's struggling and I'm doing
uh-huh.
great, if I don't step up and then it's evidently I'm not the one. You know what
right.
I mean? I'm
right.
in it for something other than what she's in it for. She's in
right.
it for
and
something
that's the
that
point
I'm in
I was
for.
Trying. That's the point I was trying to make. When you're in a situation such as that, typically that some men will feel that, oh, so if I don't give you this, that's all it's about. No, that's not what it's all about. But if we're in a relationship and you know I'm in need of something, vice versa. If you know him, I'm in, because you know I hold my man down. You know Tony, you know Nancy,
right.
you know. If I
right.
if you don't have it and I got it, we good. That means we both got it. But if I'm in a relationship with someone and I am in need of something and you know it and I have to ask you for it, I have a problem with that. I have a serious problem
well,
with that.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, sometimes you might have to ask because sometimes, like, listen, when you're in a relationship, there's different stages of relationships, right?
Uh-huh.
There's a stage where we just start dating and, you know, you take a woman out and you buy her gifts or you buy her food and stuff like that. Then it progresses to another level where you're intimate and then things get more serious. As things get more serious, there's a level between where you start to share your checkbook and when you don't. You know what I mean? Like, most men know what they're getting into when they get into it. If you walk into, you meet a woman who has children and you can see whether she's holding her own down or whether she's struggling. If you know you ain't about trying to raise her up and help her a little bit, then you need to step aside. Let somebody step up
right.
that will.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You know. But
right.
but women also need to also have their boundaries, because if you're struggling and you need help and you look to this man for help, then you're actually saying, okay, I want your help, but what are you giving him in return for that help? You understand
so,
what I
so,
mean?
Mm-hmm.
What are you giving him in return for the help?
Yeah.
You
get nothing for free in these days. So
you get
the
ass.
You know,
that's what you're getting.
Yeah, but
I agree. I think she should definitely put it on the table. I mean, you know, listen, you're helping me, and, you know, I think that question needs to be asked. I think sometimes even with our younger people, they don't ask questions. You're helping me. What do you expect? I mean, my mother told my sisters, be straight up. Be straight up. If a man's gonna help you, or your boy's gonna help you, say, look, what do you expect?
Well, I'm going to tell you what my mother told me. I'm going to tell you what my mother said to us. My mother said to me, and this is a little vulgar, so you know how this show goes, people. And tell Tony, you know my mother. You know mommy. My mother said to me at a very young age, she said, Uli, a dry pocketbook and a wet pussy don't match. Now, at 13, I didn't get that. I didn't understand that at all. I'm like, what's a tripod of a weapon? Okay. As I got older, I understood what she meant. if the man is not willing to take care of you and do the things for you that you think you're worth, then why should you lay down in bed with this man? That's what she was saying in essence. Now, was she teaching me to be a gold digger? I don't think so. I think she was teaching me to know my value, to know what I'm worth. And
yeah, but you know what? That's a good point, Uli, but check this out. If you know your value, right, then you should need another man. Money.
I don't need another man's money, but nor am I going to lay down with somebody who's not willing to make sure I'm okay either. That's what pretty much what she was trying to say. Like,
right.
for instance, I'm not going to lay down with Nasty and then call Tony and say, "Big bruh, I need $50. That's crazy. That's freaking crazy.
That's what she was saying.
That's the point she was making. The point she was making was, never come to me and tell me you need something if you're laying up with some nigga. Doesn't make sense. What is he doing for you if you have to come to me and ask me, tell me you don't have food in your house and you can't pay your gas and electric bill, you can't do this, you can't, what point is he making in your life then? What substance is he bringing to your life if he can't, not to say that he's obligated to do it, he's not obligated to do it, but what are you there for then? And then that makes me look like what? A gold digger. Because I'm saying, what are you there for? If you're not going to take care of me, and you're not going to pay my bills, what are you there for? I'm not saying that.
That would make a person a gold digger. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think that if you, first of all, I think that playing house is a big problem today, right?
Mm-hmm. That's all
too
we
many
do.
Couples,
mm-hmm.
Too many people play house. They don't get married. Mm-hmm. They play house. And
mm-hmm.
and when you play house, you got a problem right off the bat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you know you're commingling money, and just, but that's a whole other story, a whole other show, I guess. But what's
mm-hmm.
happening here with women today, especially these younger women, they believe that that their man is obligated to take care of them or you know
mm-hmm.
piss them off. And you know
mm-hmm.
what? Maybe that's the mentality today because you know our confidence on. But
mm-hmm.
think about this: if you had a good job, you're making $100,000 a year. And you're holding yourself down. You don't need another man's money. And you
mm-hmm.
meet a man that's doing just as good as you, and he's holding himself down. You put those
mm-hmm.
two pieces together, you got a successful relationship there.
Right.
Financially.
Right.
Hopefully
right.
the rest will fall into place. But you
mm-hmm.
meet a woman who's struggling, who can't pay her bills,
mm-hmm.
and you meet a man who's got his shit together.
Mm-hmm.
9 times out of 10, that man ain't going to want to deal with a woman who ain't got her shit together.
Right, because they're saying, what are you bringing to the table? See, women are quick to say, what are you bringing to the table? And we need to ask ourselves, too, what are we bringing to the table?
But that's what it's about. That's what I mean. You gotta do you before you can talk about somebody else doing
so what about you. What about a woman who is doing, you know, okay, she's not doing too bad,
mm-hmm.
she's doing all right, and then she meets someone, he's doing just okay, all right. Then what happens then when she still needs that help? And he's not, he knows it, he's capable of doing it, but he's not doing it.
Well, again, I mean, listen, you know, charity starts at home. You know,
mm-hmm.
if you're doing you and you're doing the best you can, and even if you're not making your ends meet, as long as you're holding your head up and you're holding it down yourself,
mm-hmm.
and even if you're
mm-hmm.
struggling and you're late on bills, when you go to the extreme and say, I need my man to take care of me now, I need him to hit me off, then you somewhat become not just a gold digger, but a whore to the system. Because
mm-hmm.
what happens in that circumstance is you put yourself in a relationship with a man that's giving you money to help you make your ends meet, but you also block the possibility of meeting the man that you should be with.
Right.
Because a man, the real deal man ain't going to deal with you if he know
right.
you got a man. You know, and it is wrong for you to take a man's money if you know he ain't the right man for you. So women are better off struggling and holding it down on their own until they meet a guy that's the right guy that's willing to do for them. And that's my opinion. I mean, you know, I've been around a long time. And
right.
I got to tell you, there's I've seen women that just hold their own and they don't worry about what a man can do for them. And
mm-hmm.
those are the women that come out ahead of the game. When
right.
you're worried about what a man can do for you, you're going to go through man one, man two, man three, man four.
right.
You know what I mean? It's going to be a career move for you finding the right man.
But those are the women that are gold diggers. If that man can't provide for you, then I'm going to jump to the – if Kevin can't do it, I'm going to go to Bob. If Bob can't do it, I'm going to go to Troy. Somebody going to do it. Those are the women I consider
– a man should provide for you, but it shouldn't be an obligation from the woman's perspective to say, look, I'm not making my own. You have to do it. When a man provides, because he wants to provide.
Right, right.
He's capable of provide. Even if he got to take a second job, a good man will do what he has to do to make sure his woman is her bills are paid and that the kids
there
got food.
There you go.
You know what I mean? But a bad
man like
needs it for one thing.
And like I said, let's not forget that that should go both ways. That we it's funny because when we talk about our race versus other races, there are races that one will go to school. When that person is finished school, then the other one will go to school. So one will hold it down until the other one is finished, and then the other one will go in until they're finished, and then they have this massive income now because they have taken the time out to make sure that both of them are equally successful in what they want to do.
Let's talk about a gold digger. That's a good point. Let's take it from a different perspective, right? How many women get up every day, go to work, and are driven to work in their car by their boyfriend who don't have a job, right?
I don't want to go there.
But he needs his cell phone paid. He needs his clothes out to clean it, and she's doing it, right? She's holding it down. And he says, so what happens then when he says, well, you're supposed to do this for me. You're my woman, right? The knife cuts both ways.
That is so funny that you say that. Yeah, because, see, then she would be considered an idiot, and he would be considered a bum.
Right, but not a gold digger.
But not a gold digger. Right? He's a bum. Oh, well, they might consider him a gold digger, too. Like, bum as gold nigger. They might consider him a gold digger, too. But she would be considered she would be considered just an idiot for doing it. But if it was a woman staying home not doing anything and driving his car around, he wouldn't be considered a stupid ass. He would just be his woman. She might need to get a job, but they won't rag on him as much as they would if it were. You're right. You're absolutely right. When you look,
let me give you another example. What if I'm a single man and a father of three, and I have my kids with me, right? Mm-hmm. You're single. You don't have any kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're dating, and I'm struggling, right?
Mm-hmm.
What would it look like if I came to you and said, hey, can you pay my bills? Help me pay my bills. I'm a single dad. I got kids.
Absolutely. But a real woman, if you're dating someone in the beginning, you're pretty much knowing what the situation is. That goes both ways. So if you're not willing to help make things better, you don't need to be dating that person.
Not
willing to make sure he has food on the table for his kids and he's not willing to make sure you have food on the table for your kids, y'all don't need to be dating.
Well, that's the whole point. The point, again, is, no one should have to ask. If you have to ask, then you're in the wrong relationship.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
The reality is this. Like, let's say that you have kids. A woman has kids. I meet her. I don't have any kids. I'm not responsible to take care of her kids.
Right.
Her kids' fathers are responsible to take care of her kids.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
If we get into a relationship at some point, if it gets to a certain level, then, of course, you embrace the kids as if they were your own. You know what I mean? But too often, these mothers and these gold diggers out here think that their new man
should
is responsible to be the father of their kids and to take care and support these kids. They're not his kids. Until you get to a level of a serious relationship, do you do something like that?
And the level of
a
serious relationship should be talking about marriage. Before you think he is obligated to pay for school and pay for daycare and pay for this and pay for that, things need to be discussed about where this relationship is going, how far this relationship is going to go. And it's funny because one of our shows this month is talking about when do you date, at what age, or I don't know how I'm going to word it yet, but at what point do you start dating when you have children, and when do you introduce those children to the person you're dating? So, and that so often becomes nobody cares I'm just going to date. They're going to meet Bob this week, and 3 months later, they're going to meet Kevin,
yeah.
And Bob isn't here no more. And, you know, and I had promised myself when my marriage did not work that I would never have a revolving door.
Right.
And as evil and mean as I am, it was very easy to do that because I'm just not that I'm not that friendlier kind of person that, you know, you can come to my house and you know, now this is a party house, don't get it messed up. I already got dinner parties going on, but you cannot be coming in my house and you can't just be coming sitting in my house and you can't, because what am I supposed to tell my girls? How am I supposed to explain to them that's cool? Because that's not cool.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, so often we don't think about things like that. And so often we don't think about things like that because we want them to meet the kids, to feel obligated to do something for the kids. So that's why women don't care.
The other thing is you also have to take on a person's mentality. Not everybody has the same kind of adult mentality.
Mm-hmm.
There are brothers out here who are kids themselves, and there are brothers that are out here buying homes where
mm-hmm.
another brother thinks that the coolest thing to have is new is Air Jordans, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can tell the ones who are about something, you can tell the ones who ain't about something. Too often,
mm-hmm.
the ones who ain't about something are the ones that women gravitate to.
Mm.
You know,
and they wind up with the good women.
And they want, right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And then they become bitter. Because it's not what they expected, it's not what they wanted, but you already knew what you were getting into when you did. Like I tell most of people all the time, when you lay down and have children, please do not complain about that man you had children by because you knew that man before you lay down and had those children.
Right.
So now don't complain about him. He ain't doing this. He wasn't doing that before. So what made you think he was going to do it, especially if they've had children already? If they had children already and you don't see these kids coming around and y'all are dating for years and they come around once a holiday or once a birthday,
right.
What makes you think he's going to be any different with the children you produce with him? He's not.
True.
That's who that man is. Believe it when you see it. What's that word? Believe it when you see it. Believe it when you hear it because it is what it is. It is what it is. Chicken duck quack is a damn duck. So believe it when you see it, you know. And so often
right.
we try to think that we can change people or we can make them do what we want them to do. No, the hell you can't. Nobody changes because you want them to. They change because they want to.
That's true.
You know, it's just sad. It's sad that, you know, we have to have topics like this because, and I'm so glad that a man's perspective called in because, like I say all the time, this show is not about women. This show is about just conversation from both parts, and just listening to changing it around to a man doing the same thing a woman's doing, it sounds so crazy. Like, you're right.
You know,
so right.
The thing is, too, is that there's different type of women, and I think that's the other issue here. We've been taught, like you said earlier in the show, that most men are taught that, you know, when you ask a woman out on a date, you're going to pay for the date. You want to go
mm-hmm.
take her to movies, you're going to pay for
that's
the movies.
That's one of our other shows.
Are,
mm-hmm.
You know, I've never had a woman take me to dinner and pay for dinner.
Really?
When I was single, never have. Never.
Really?
It just wouldn't happen. It wouldn't, just wouldn't happen.
Well, you know what, Tommy, if you've been married for so long, things have changed. That Dutch thing didn't really apply when you were, not Dutch even like, that really didn't apply when you were in the single days because you've been married for so long. But I don't think it's a problem with, here's my thing. This is just me, and I don't expect anybody to agree, or I don't really care if you disagree. That's your own shit. Me, as a woman, if you start to date me in the beginning of dating, I'm not paying for anything because you're courting me.
Mm-hmm.
See, we don't court anymore. We don't do that anymore. There's no dating anymore. We go to movies one time and we fuck it the next night. We don't court anymore. We're going to go out for quite some time before you hit up. It's always been like that. It's going to always be like that. Even at me turning 50, court me. Take me out. Show me you're interested. Show me you're interested. So
yeah, but listen,
after doing that, I don't have a problem saying, I want to go to the movies. Come on, let's go. It's on me. Or come on, I want to go get something to eat. I don't have a problem after that. I really do not. So I've done it. And I will do it, and I can do it. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem being the one that buys gifts. I'm a giver, so I'll buy things. I'll do. That's me. I'm also a nurturing person. I guess I got that from mommy. I'm very nurturing. You'll never have to worry about coming home and dinner's not ready. You'll ever have to worry about coming home and the house is not clean. You don't have to worry about coming home and the clothes are not Those are things that I enjoy doing. Old school women still enjoy doing stuff like that.
But what you said, what you said was interesting, because what you're saying is court me and treat me a certain way, mm-hmm. but then after we finish court, you can treat me a different way.
You can't treat
you
me a different
what I mean?
Way. I'm not. No. I didn't say treat me a different way. And I didn't say you're still not going to still make me feel like the queen. But I don't have a problem treating you like a king. I'm gonna treat you like a king from the beginning because there's nothing I won't. I'll make sure I make you dinner. I'll make sure that you're happy. Do whatever I can to make you happy. But in the beginning of it, if you're coming after me, you have to show me you're interested in me. Now, however, if I'm coming after you, which I will do, then, you know, I might not expect too much from you, but I expect you to be a man. I do expect for you to be a man. I do expect for you to open up doors. I do expect for you to take me to dinner. I do. And, yes, I am one of those women that think I'm obligated to get these things. Yes, I do. But I'm not a gold digger because everybody knows I work every single day for everything I want. Everything in my home I pay for.
Right, but the point is that instead of saying – and you, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying that instead of you saying when you're courting me, you got to show me this. I would prefer if I was a woman that a man showed me his true character, not what I want his character.
Well,
Brandon
is his true character. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something about women.
On their best behavior during the courting period.
Let me tell you something about women. Let me tell you something about women. But that's the whole thing. Nobody courts anymore. But let me tell you something about women, though. We know, we see through all that shit. And I'm going to tell you how we see through all that stuff. One, it only takes conversation to find out what happened with your past relationships. Even if you're lying, we tell you lying. What's going on with your kids? How many kids you got? Do you have a relationship with your mother? There's certain things that are telltale signs that this nigga lying. And, oh, yeah, he's just trying to perpetrate now because he want to last a little longer to get some ass. We already know that. We already know. And then women does not believe that, she's a freaking fool. She's a fool.
Yeah,
you
but
know,
you're still asking.
Some good
you're
men.
Asking the, but you're asking the questions, and you're expecting a certain answer. And if he got his game together, he can give you any answer
certain
he
answer.
Wanted
I'm
to
not,
give you.
No, I'm not expecting any certain answer. I'm expecting an answer, but you can see through. See, y'all really don't think women have the capability of seeing through y'all. We can. You know what we do? Y'all are never good. Tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. We think we can change you. We think we can make you better. We see through you. We know you ain't shit. But we think we can change you. We think I'm the one that's going to make him better. I'm the one he's not going to cheat on because I'm going to be the world to him and I'm going to do bullshit. If he wants to cheat, he's going to cheat no matter what you do for him, no matter how well you treat him. And that goes both ways. Women will do it, too. It goes both ways. But what I'm saying is we can see through bullshit before bullshit is even. We can do that. We have the capability of doing that. But our stupidity says to us, he'll change, or that's just her. She didn't do something he needed. That's what we think. That's the dumbass women. That's what we think. That's what
well,
we
let me
think.
Ask you this, though. Let me ask you this. We're talking about gold diggers, right? Why is that a woman would look at a guy in a Mercedes, right,
mm-hmm.
in a suit and tie with a nice watch on, good game,
mm-hmm.
but not look at a guy in a Toyota,
mm-hmm.
right,
mm-hmm.
who's working and grinding every day, right,
mm-hmm.
making
mm-hmm.
it $45,000 a year, just a decent guy,
mm-hmm.
but he's not a flash, he's not flashing, and
you realize
it's a Mercedes his lease and he's living with his mama, but this other guy owns three homes, you know what I mean?
Well, you're talking to the wrong, I guess you're asking the wrong woman that I needed some gold diggers, asshole bitches to answer that, because for me, I'm not that kind of person. What you have does not float my boat. Because it's yours, not mine. So even if he had a Mercedes and seven houses, that's your Mercedes and your seven houses. That's not mine. So I don't date men for what the materialistic things that they have or they have achieved. I date men on how they treat me. So you can be that hardworking garbage man. I'm good with that. I am so good with that because you may have a little more humbleness to you than the brother with the Mercedes in the seven houses because he got the Mercedes in the seven houses. So your arrogance may not work with me and you. That might be a headbutt right there. But the brother that works at the garbage man making $45,000 is a little more humble. I could deal with you a lot better. Will I get more problems from the brother? Absolutely. Absolutely. Will the brother that has more money may be able to provide for me better? Yes. But that's not what I need. I will eat out the same damn Chinese food box with you. If I'm down with you, I'm down with you. So that's why I say I don't really consider myself a gold digger, but I do believe that if we're in a relationship and we say we love each other and we are good, make sure I'm good because I would damn sure make sure you were good if it was on the other foot. That's what I'm saying as far as I'm concerned. You know, but we brought up this subject because I have so many girlfriends who are like, that nigga don't fucking do this and that nigga don't fucking do that. I'm like, really? Get your ass up and get a fucking job. What you mean? Like, I don't understand. Like, I work every single day. Every single day I work. Your job, her job, his job, and his. To hold mine down. But you can't be in a relationship with me and tell me you love me and know that I'm struggling and not help me get out that struggle. That I cannot accept. That I can't accept. I'm sorry. So you can call me whatever you want to call me or say however you want to say
it.
I cannot accept that.
Well, right, because I don't think at that point the gold digger scenario comes in. It's just either he doesn't value enough to see you uplifted or he ain't got it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If he has it and he's not helping, then he just doesn't value what
but
you
just
think
said, but you
have.
But you just said any man who loves you and wants to make sure you're okay will go get a second job, a third job, and a fourth job.
Right, but I just
because
said
that's what I would do
value
too.
You.
Right, he doesn't value me.
He doesn't value
you.
The value that
right.
you put on yourself is not equated. It's not visited on him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Because you shouldn't have to ask. The problem, I think, with gold, and I could be wrong because I've been out of the game so long, but most of these girls today, and I see them on Facebook, and you know, they're a whole other breed that I've never
seen.
Before.
They're a whole other breed.
You
absolutely.
Know what I mean?
A whole other breed.
I heard one girl saying, "Look, if I want to fuck with you, I normally get $800, but I'm only charging you $500."
Oh, maybe I should try that.
Right? If you can't give me that, then I got to go mess with what's the name again. And
yeah,
like, these
crazy.
Are the mentalities that these younger girls have. But there's older girls out here that think
that's more than a gold digger. That's a trick.
Yeah, there's other girls that have younger, more older women that have the similar mentality. But the point is, you know, you can't dig nobody, you can't gold dig nobody unless a man gives you a shovel. You know what I mean? And if he gives it to you, then he understands why he's giving you the shovel, and you understand
There are also situations where there are men who are okay with providing for you as long as you stay in your place.
Well, right. Right, because there's a price. There's a price that you pay.
There's a price
that.
To pay. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and the price is more heavy than most women think. They think by taking the guy's money that it's just, you know, I got to sleep with him and that. But no, the problem is.
But it is, but it's so much deeper
off
than
the
that.
Market. Yeah,
right.
You took
for something
off
that
the
could
market,
be. Right, but see, then that goes for women who don't want to be in love. If you don't care about love, then you're okay being a trick. See, I hate to hear women say, "I don't need a man." Yeah, everybody needs someone. Now, when you say, "I don't need a man," what do you mean by that? I don't need a man for what? Because I don't want to grow old alone. I don't want to grow sick and old alone. I want that person going to roll my ass in my wheelchair.
Right, but the truth is though. It's better to grow old alone than to grow old with the wrong person.
Absolutely.
You grow fast.
Absolutely.
You grow old fast with the wrong person.
Absolutely.
So when the woman says,
absolutely.
"I don't need a man," I understand what they're saying. If they don't have the right man, they don't need a man.
No, you don't need that man, but you do need a man, and you need to wait for the right man. But when they say they don't need a man, they're not saying, "I don't need the wrong man." They're saying, "I'm so independent, I don't need a man." Everybody needs someone. And I hate to hear women say, "I don't need." I had a conversation with, and I'm not going to put any names up, but I had a conversation with people I'm very close with, and we were sitting at dinner, and they said to me, "You need one, I don't." And I said, "Well, that's like I don't know what you mean by that, but I don't have a problem admitting that I need a man. I don't have a problem saying I want to be in love. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that. Now, do I have to stay with someone who's making me unhappy to have that? No, I don't. So I don't want to sacrifice my happiness just to say I have someone.
Right, but, but you got to understand, but you got to respect that person that said, I don't need a man. Because just like some women say, no, but some women say, I don't need to have kids. Maybe they don't need to have kids. I don't need a dog.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't need a dog. Some people are better. I got a friend who's he's about my age, never married, hardly dates, really having trouble getting a woman. And, you know, we was talking, he said, man, I was thinking about, you know, a mail order bride from Russia or something. And I said, yeah, that's what you got to do. That's what you got to do, you know. And then he said, yeah, but who's going to take care of her? I mean, I said, you. You're going to bring her over here. I don't want to spend that kind of money. Well, then that's not an avenue for you.
Right.
What I'm making, though, is he's content being alone in his house.
Okay.
Yes, he would like to have a woman, but you know what? If it's going to cost him this or it's going to cost him that, you know, some people don't like you touching their shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
some people are
sort of
in their own ways.
So,
yeah.
Like, the ashtray goes here. It doesn't go on that side of the coffee table. Some people are better off alone because that's what they want to be, you know?
I think at some point, sometimes when you haven't dated for so long, or you haven't been in a committed monogamous relationship or living with someone, that it's very difficult to then in turn do that. So sometimes it's just best to date from afar and not, you know, we think that because we're dating and we have to move right in with one another, it takes some time to get to know the person. Take some time to grow with that person. You know, there was a thing on Facebook that said, before you get committed with someone, be in a committed relationship, you need to travel with that person. Stay out of town with that person. Get to know those persons, things that might annoy the shit out of you if you live with that person. You can't know those things ahead of time. That comes over a period of time. But we jump into relationships so quick, so fast.
Right. That comes back to, like I said, when you get into a relationship, 9 times out of 10 is destined to fail if it's lopsided. If a man has the money and the woman doesn't, it's destined to fail unless she accepts a position. If the woman has the money and the man doesn't have it, it's destined to fail unless he accepts a position. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What relationships that work is when you walk into a relationship and you're on level ground, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need each other's finances to be together or to survive.
Well, that's you know, so far between when you're talking about in the particular areas that we live in. You know, unfortunately, somebody is always doing better than the other. Sometimes it's the women, sometimes it's the men. So it really, you know, lopsided it could be, but it could still work if we have the understanding and we lay down the law of what is needed of both parties. If you lay down laws with neither both parties and equally do what you're supposed to do with that being said, it can work. However, the show is about nasty gold digging women, and the whole thing, seriously, because they make it so bad for good women. They make it so bad for good women because you have done so much to these men where they feel like every woman that comes into their life now, they don't want to do anything for because the last gold digger got them.
I don't know about that. You know, I think that a man knows a gold digger from a mile away. All right,
Y'all don't know nothing. Y'all don't know nothing.
See, your definition, mine might be different. If you have to ask me, you're a gold digger.
Oh.
Right. If you got to ask me, hey, can I have money for this? Then you're a gold digger. Evidently, if I didn't offer it to you, we ain't at that place.
You understand what I mean? Okay.
If you got to ask me, that means this is something that, you know, you come at me like that, we're not there. What are you talking about? You understand what I mean? So if a good man is a good man,
What if I think we're there then I have to ask you? Then what do you say about that?
Well, again, you don't have to think you're there. Hold on. I'll be right in a second. You, again, if you have to ask and you think we're there, then you still have to ask, and we're not there. You remember, you said a good man knows what's what, right? So a good man is going to do for you before you have to ask. If I come to your house, if I come to your house and I open the refrigerator and there ain't no food, I don't have to wait for you to come over to me and say, can you give me some money so I can go grocery shopping?
My point exactly.
I would say, let's go grocery shopping.
My point exactly. My point exactly.
Right? If I know that it's time for kids to go back to school, September, and I see that you didn't go shopping for clothes, and you got kids that need food, I'm going to say, when are you going to school shopping for the kids? Well, I don't have the money. Well, let's do it tonight. Right? But if you got to come to me and say, you have money so I can go get my kids clothes, that's soul digging. You know what I mean? You got to know your role. You got to know your place. You got to know where the relationship is.
Know your
there
place.
There are relationships
and
there are relationships. You
know? Hear that, women? Know your place and know what your relationship is. Know where you stand, because if you
stand
where you think you stand, you should not have to ask, nor should he have to ask. This is both ways. I keep saying it over and over and over again. If you know where you are in your relationship and your significant other is in need of something, they should never have to ask you for anything.
No, because you can see it. You can see it. So if you got to ask, then you know what? But I don't think what your question is here. Your question is these women just ask.
They don't just ask. They demand. They're like, this is what I want. This is what you're gonna do, and this is what you better do.
Well, I mean,
those are the women this show is more about. Not women who like really need help, and then the man just is being an asshole and not doing it. That's a whole other show
in itself. Then there are men that'll give them what they want, and then you gotta understand that's their world. They're gold diggers, and they're men that just, give them the shovel. That's what I said. You can't dig when somebody gives you a shovel.
There are good men who are so blinded by love that they don't see her being a gold digger. Even if your family is telling you it, even if your friends is telling you it, some people just don't. And that goes both ways. Like I said,
shame on them then. Right?
That just goes both ways. It's like the men who drive the women's car and asses are sitting home in the same way. Some of us can't see what's right in front of us. Right in front of us. We can't see.
Well, then you know what? Then let them live.
Gold diggers is not something new. They've been around
right?
for forever, and they're going to continue to be around because there are some people, like we said, we'll deal with it, problem with it, long as you stay in your place, know your position. I think what I was trying to convey tonight was all women who say they need your help and gets a little upset when they know that you can help and you don't do it, is not considered a gold digger. For me, gold diggers are, like we said, women who pop from one man to another man to be provided for with no emotional attachment to it, with no substance behind it. That's what I consider a gold digger.
Right, and there are men that will pay for that. You know what I mean?
And there are men that will pay for that. Do you know any?
But those aren't real.
No.
Those aren't real relationships. Those there are men that say, look, I don't want it. I don't want no deep attachment. I'll give you whatever you need. Just give me what I need, and we're good. You know what I mean? That's not a goal. That's a relationship. That's a business transaction. You know what I mean? Yeah. All right.
Tony,
I'm going to bring another host in.
We're bringing a host in with the most is Jacqueline.
Hello, darling.
I gotta jump off. Yeah, I gotta go back in. All right.
Like Tony has a meeting. Tony, I love you. Thank you for calling in. We respect everything you said today.
All right.
Made some valid points. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Bye. So, Jackie, did you hear any of that going on?
I did. I was over here just talking. I was like, dang, they can't hear me. But there are some really valid points about gold diggers, and for every type of person there is an audience. So if there wasn't an audience of men who entertain these women, then they couldn't be. And then, you had said something in reference to, there are some people who are so blinded by love that they don't see it. And you know what? I don't even think that it is that they don't see it. They see it, but they want what they want. And sometimes mm-hmm. they want it at the expense of ... Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know that this person may be draining you and utilizing you and
I'm not saying that all don't see it, but there are a handful who really don't see it like that.
I think
we talked about, for instance, like we talked about the friends who only call when they need or want something. The friend doesn't think that we see that shit, but we see it. We know it.
Right, and then there are some of us who choose to say, okay. And then there are those of us like me who will put a post out and say, don't call me and text me only when you need something. I think what happens is that, you know, again, if there wasn't an audience for this, it couldn't be entertained one way or another. Either I want love so much that I'm willing to put up with this as a man, or, you know, like you guys were just saying, you know, there are some people who want to pay to play, and they're okay with the arrangement. They're okay with the situation. You know, I want to have the pretty girl on my arm, or I want to have, you know, the bad chick in the building, you know. So, and I know what she's about, and I know as long as I want her, I got to pay for her.
Right.
Everybody's up front and on the table. Everybody's always looking for something. You know, some people are looking for emotion. Some people are looking for monetary value. And you can kind of tell a lot of these women from the door. They
right.
kind of don't make it a secret. You know, when
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
look at what they wear and what they do and what they drive and,
that's
and
that's
how
what they
speak.
Wear. I dress like that.
Okay, that we're going to table that for another show. But, you know, but also, too, it's coupled with how you speak, what you speak of, when you're, if you're constantly
and,
always
and what
talking
you're, and
about.
And also what you're asking for it for. I want to go shopping. I want to go on a
right. It goes,
those
it goes
not,
back.
Those mean, yeah, that shit means nothing, you know. But if she's asking you for legitimate things that she needs to be provided
and that's
with,
just, I need your assistance. There's a difference.
Right.
And I think,
absolutely.
You know, depending upon the male person receiving the message of, I need some help, you know, then it becomes about his perception
mm-hmm.
of the person that he's with. It's like, oh, you
mm-hmm.
know, you asked me for help because you're a little short on your rent. I've never asked you for help before, and now I need a little help, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's because we're in a relationship and I should be able to come to you. But when it's a, oh, well, you have to keep me in a lifestyle in which I've grown accustomed to.
Right.
And I don't
right.
pay my
that's
own rent.
That's exactly
then
what
that's
we're talking about, the difference between.
Different.
That's
and
exactly
that's
right.
when you pay attention to that from the door.
What I was trying to, the point I was trying to make was, with the women who need that little assistance, when that man sometimes is upset because she's upset that he didn't do it, then it's, well, that's all it's about. No, that's not what it's all about. But you put her in a position where now she has to go and ask someone else for it, and then they didn't have to be putting their face about what you're not doing and you're supposed to be her man.
Right. I think, you know, again, it is being clear as to where you are in the relationship, which is what you said. And to me, you know, are we truly in a relationship or are we
well,
in an arrangement?
That's what we're talking about. We're talking about in a relationship. Arrangement, relationship, what's the arrangement then?
If we are in an arrangement and you have been, you already know who I am, how I am, and how
mm-hmm.
I came to you, then
mm-hmm.
me asking you for money, you already know this is from the door. This is who I am.
Mm-hmm.
This is how I am. This
mm-hmm.
is the kind of chick I come across as. If you want to play with me, then we got an arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
And thus, I put on my gold digging hat and wear it with pride.
Right.
And you know what? There are some women out there who are professionals at what they do. And
yes.
you know what?
Yes.
I'm not mad. I'm really mm-hmm. not mad because,
mm-hmm.
again, if there was not an audience of men
what
to
no,
entertain
you missed what Tony
these
said.
Women.
Tony said, you can't shovel him unless he hands you the shovel.
Exactly. And
you know,
whether
you
or not
dig him unless he gives some
you can't
but,
dig me unless I give you the
right.
shovel
but
to
he,
dig
but
me
he
with.
Made a valid point that but I just wanted to make it clear for our audience, for the men out there, that there are women who do need help that you're in relationships with who are not looking at you as a bank but as their equal partner that should be there to help them. Then you got some
but
trick asses.
But I think
asses.
If a man, I think
then
if
you
a
got
man,
some trick asses. No, because there are some men who will get pissed off like, well, if you mad, that's all it's
no,
about.
No, 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 no,
no.
See,
it's
I
really
don't think
not.
I don't think that that's about the woman. I think it's more about that man's shortcomings.
Absolutely.
And it's about the fact that either maybe he's not in a position to, or maybe he just chooses not to. I don't think that is about the woman. The woman shouldn't have to wear that. But when you've got somebody
who's constantly
asking you, then that's a different story. If you,
but
again,
just like Tony said, she should not have to ask.
She shouldn't have to ask. But guess what? There does come a time sometimes in a relationship where it may not be clear at that moment. You know, it may not be certain things that
think. But when we say that, we say this. If we're sitting, we're talking, and I'm saying to you, you know, the rent ain't paid, or damn, PSG ain't paid, or just during conversation, not about what you're going to give me, but we're just talking. And I got to get some food in this house. I shouldn't have to ask you for anything because I already told you what the hell was going on. So that's what Tony was saying, that when it comes to a situation like that and he knows the things that need to be provided and does not choose to provide for you and you need to ask, then you need to ask yourself, why are you with him?
Again, true enough, you know, but again, I think sometimes that's also about that man's shortcomings. And like you said, you may have to ask, you know, why are you with that person? Again, it all depends on what he's been exposed to, because if he's always entertained these women who always want something from, like a lot of dudes who look nice, drive nice cars, you know, every time you see them, they out, they balling, you know, out of control or whatever the case may be, that might just be their persona. It may not be that they got it like that. It may just be that's how they are when they go out from time to time, And then, you know, they come across a woman, they meet a woman, and every time they meet this woman, because they look a certain way, the expectation is, well, you got it.
But
you got it, so give it to me.
Then.
But
yeah,
that's not necessarily who that person is. Prime example, you just said you dress fly as all get out. You always look like a million
bucks. But I got two dimes to rub together. That's what you say.
I didn't say that part. But you're not sitting in a mansion in Livingston. So sometimes the persona that people give off is not who they are at all.
So then
if he keeps coming across the same type of women or people who are just assuming that he got it, then, you know, he may be a little standoffish when you be like, well, my rent ain't paid. Here we go again.
Okay, but how do you feel, because what do you feel about what Tony said? He had made a valid point. He had said, if she needs to be provided with things, we're not talking about shopping and trips and diamonds and furs. We ain't talking about that. We're talking about the daily things we need. No, we're not talking about gold diggers. We're talking about the daily things that we need to survive. If you know she has these things and you can't provide them, as a man, you got to find a way to do that kind of stuff. That man is going to take on a 2-job, 3-job, 4-job, 5-job to make sure that you're okay. And I always say again that it can still go both ways. If you need to go to school and I need to work 2 jobs so you can get your damn degree so we'll be all right, then I got you.
Absolutely. Well, that's what relationships
are about. We're not talking about gold diggers. We were talking about
gold digging women, and that's not what gold digging women are about. And it comes back to everything that I always talk about is communication and getting to know people. If you meet somebody and they don't seem that way in the beginning, and then all of a sudden the hints start dropping with, well, I need you to do this, and I need you to do that, and then you need to question, well, how were you self-sufficient before?
Prior to.
Mm-hmm. Right, and you need to look at what you're getting yourself into.
And what
are
we
before
just talking
you allow
Jackie,
to get
about
yourself into?
You and I just talked about not being in a relationship, going back out in the dating field, and what are we bringing to the table?
Absolutely, and everybody, and that's why I say, you know, we're all looking for something. I don't care. We can be the sweetest of the sweet, the nastiest of the nastiest, the gold digginess, whatever. We're all looking for something. Mm-hmm. And my biggest thing is that, you know, I don't want to be unevenly yoked in a relationship ever again. I'm not mm-hmm. saying you got to be my dead ass equal. I mean, I would prefer you to be my dead ass equal and possibly a notch or two above me. But mm-hmm. what I am saying is we're not going to be so lopsided that we're 70-30. We're 80-20 mm-hmm. because that doesn't work. And if that's what's happening,
what he brings to the table may be finances, and what she brings to the table is taking care of home. Or what she brings to the table might be the finances, and what he brings to the table may be
but
he takes care of home.
But that's still evenly yoked,
so,
because somewhere along the line.
Absolutely, because y'all have made a decision, right? Y'all have made a decision that this works for you.
Right, but not only that, though, that's still being evenly yoked because we're still both bringing something we both need to the table. But
right.
if your needs or your wants are so incessant and they are way beyond me, then, you know, that's something that we have to look at to say if this relationship really works. If you're all you're bringing is your pretty face and your slim body and being on everybody's VIP guest list, then you're not bringing anything to the table unless,
right.
you know, the person is a shallow individual and that's all that they really want. They want this pretty mm-hmm. girl. They want mm-hmm. the trophy chick. And, mm-hmm. you know, if that's what they want, then that's what they want. And it works for them. You know,
right.
gold diggers got a place. Whether we like it or not, they got a place. It just makes it a little harder sometimes for the good girl to snag a good guy who
right.
may have some money. You know, because, you know, a guy who has some money, he's going to look at the good girl, he's going to look at the gold digger, and guess what? He'll take the gold digger because he knows exactly what he's getting.
Mm-hmm.
He knows the rules to play by. He knows what she wants, and when he's done, he can just walk away. And when
yeah.
she's done, she can just walk away.
Right.
So it's kind of unfair, but it's pretty laid out there. It's pretty laid
right.
out there. So... it's all in how people interpret things.
Yeah. It's just, you know, it's like I said, we said before, it's sad that sometimes the good men who have been caught up into that gold digger person, when the next good person comes around, he's so afraid to be himself that both loses out.
Well,
so,
it's about baggage, because you bring that baggage from that last relationship into the next whatever, whether it's a relationship or dating or whatever the case may be, and you kind of want to lump people together. And, you know, most of us always say, don't compare me to the last person. I'm not that person. I'm not this and I'm not that. But if he's been told that four or five times and it turns out to be the same way four or five times, it's going to be a little difficult for him to believe anything else, that all women are just out to do this and all women are just out to do that. And he's going to look for something. He's going to look for the tiniest thing.
I think we all do that. You know, even, you know, I know I am definitely guilty of that. Of meeting someone and holding on to the shit that I dealt with in the past and not giving that person the opportunity to show who he is, because I'm so, you know, so programmed to thinking, you know, he's an asshole because they're all assholes. So, you know, I'm very guilty of that. And I'm learning to let people be themselves and learn who they are as individuals and not bring my past, and this goes to my friendship with women, to my relationship with my family, and to my past relationships I've dealt with men. I'm trying to learn how to just treat everybody individually and give everybody a chance to hang the damn self. So
everybody,
yourself,
but see, that part right there is where you're already anticipating it. Everybody mm-hmm. comes with their own disclaimer. Everybody mm-hmm. has one. Mine may be similar to the last person's, but it's my own disclaimer.
It's your own shit.
So,
yeah, it's your own shit.
Right, and I always tell people, own your own shit. And the thing is mm-hmm. is that look at people for their own shit, so mm-hmm. to speak. Everybody has their own thing, and we already know that nobody is perfect. The
mm-hmm.
thing is that when we start nitpicking, or when we start seeking, when you are mm-hmm. actually seeking the same characteristics in the new person
you're
that you found in the old
there.
Person, you're
mm-hmm.
you're going to manifest
mm-hmm.
something that does not
it's
exist.
It's not even there. Absolutely.
And this is,
absolutely.
And to bring this full circle, this is what happens with these men who are, you know, good guys, and they keep, you know, running across the wrong type of women. They may manifest something in that woman that is really nothing like the old person that they
mm-hmm.
dealt with before, and
you know, like you said, she may just be venting to him, you know, mm-hmm. about her bills or you know, I'm trying to pay off my student loan and I can't mm-hmm. catch a break or what. She's not looking, but for him, that's always a trigger of, oh,
because
here she
of the
comes,
last
she about
one
to,
he was with.
She about
right.
to hit
absolutely.
Me up. Oh, I
that
can't be bothered with
all,
this shit
that
again.
That is the point I've been making all night.
It's a
that
trigger.
That is the point I was
but
making
unfortunately,
all night.
Unfortunately, it all goes back to letting everybody have their own disclaimer. If this person mm-hmm. has never done this to you before, then maybe you shouldn't look at it automatically as, you know, she coming to get something, she coming to get something. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to sit here and lie and say that I might not look a little sideways and be like, oh, boy, here we go, you know. But I might just be like, well, damn, you know, she never asked me before. You know, maybe, and I do know she got student loans. You know, it's not like it's some bullshit. Like, you know, she's just trying to ask me to go, you know, hang out with her girls. It's a process that they would have mm-hmm. to go through in order to get to that point of, all right, look, I got $100 on your student loan bill. Because it may be a thing where they need to offer what they want to offer and feel okay, as opposed to you saying, well, but my student loan payment is $500. Either you can take this $100 and pay $400, or you can
pay
the whole $500 by yourself.
Right.
You know, but it becomes about not always letting the triggers be set off because someone has asked you for something or maybe venting mm-hmm. about something. Everyone mm-hmm. is not the same. But then again, too, you kind of get what you're looking for. Because when you're looking for the trophy chick, when you're looking for the super pretty girl, the super popular
But if you meet someone, and we talked about this earlier, if you meet someone and you go into it knowing that this woman has, or this man has, like Tony said, I have three kids, and, you know, I'm struggling with my three kids, and she's gone, and, you know, we ain't got no food. Jackie, you know where I'm coming from.
But if that's what you, when you, in the beginning, you already know these
things. If you
things,
know these
you
things,
need,
that's my point.
You may need,
you, in the beginning
you may need
of
to make
a
conscious decision and say, this don't work for me, I can't be here.
Yes, relationship arrangement, or whatever the hell you want to call it. If you are open in the beginning and tell the person what you're expecting of them, and they tell you what they can do, then that's what works for you, and that's what needs to be done. However, if this person is consistently wanting you,
I may say this don't work for me because I don't want to. I as a man,
but then you've made a decision it doesn't work for you. Then, but if you have made a decision to do it, then you have then respectfully do it. Then now. If this person is consistently coming at you, I'm going to go shopping, I want this, I want this, I want that, I want that, you already know that there is no substance behind any of it. You're not helping her. You are just taking care of her.
But what I will say about the few gold-digging women that I do know, it's never something that comes along really late in the relationship, friendship, arrangement. It's pretty upfront.
It's upfront.
It sounds kind of crappy, but I respect that. Mm-hmm. I have more respect for the gold digging chick who's like, look, this is where I'm at. This is what I'm used to. This is how I live. You in mm-hmm. it? Not. Because if not, there's somebody else who might be.
There's somebody else. And the unfortunate thing is, it's very easy for any woman to say that because it is very easy for us to find someone to do things for us if that's all we want. If that's all we want. Now,
like I said, I respect that because there's no BS, it's no game. When like athletes, you know, and or celebrities, you know, you got these groupie women that are hanging out outside your arena or outside your venue. You already know what they're looking for. You already know how to get down. When you got all the it girls, all the it women, you know, and I'll even bring it lower than that on a local level. When you always got the chicks that are always at, you know, the certain parties and they're always in the VIP section and they always doing this and they are, you know what they're looking for. You know what kind of lifestyle that they're already leading. So they're wanting you to adjust in that lifestyle. They want you to foster that lifestyle and fund that lifestyle for them. They're upfront.
Yeah.
They're up front with it. And the sad thing is that there aren't too many women nowadays who sit and bide their time.
Mm-hmm.
Because you smart, if you're smart, you can sit and bide your time and still get the same things that you need.
Mm-hmm.
You're not an obvious gold helmet, gold shovel, gold digger, but yet and still you can still get what you need when you need it. It's about buying your time and making somebody
mm-hmm.
feel comfortable, you know, and then you won't have to ask. It'll be offered to you.
You know, it's
but,
funny because when I was married, there were a group of us who were married to a group of brothers and a group of friends, and, you know, I really have to say that I don't think any of us were gold diggers. However, there are some of us that required less maintenance than others. But we, none of us were like, you better, I gotta, better. We were, none of us were like that. But when some of us are more simple than others, it may be to someone else's perception that the ones who were a little more high maintenance could have been considered gold diggers, but they weren't. It was just
You know that about a person. You know that if they're a high maintenance. I tell everybody, I am below low maintenance. I'm really simple. I love simplicity in my life, in every single solitary area of my life. Simple works for me. I don't need the baddest shoes. I don't need the newest this and the, no. Give me a pair of sneakers, some really cool jeans, a nice T-shirt. Let me put
my
hair up.
Now listen to what you just said. Now let's flip it. I am very simple. I'm not a big maintenance, but I need a little bit more than what you need. But I'm not high maintenance. You know what I'm saying?
Not at all.
I don't wear sneakers. I need a pair of boots.
I think what happens is when we meet people, you can kind of tell what maintenance level someone is on when you meet them.
No, you really can't because just like you said early today, oh, you dress hell of this, hell of that. Yes, I do with my own goddamn money, with my own damn shit. But I have heard men say to me, you high maintenance. No, nigga, you don't even know. We eat at the same damn Chinese bucket and I'm good. You don't even know me. Your perception of me.
It's the perception of you, but again, I think that even with the judgment of you being high maintenance when they first meet you, it's not so much about your personality. It may be just about your look. And
absolutely,
there are certain things about your look, though, that never are low maintenance. I mean, it just aren't. You know, one thing that you hardly ever compromise on is what's on your feet. But that's not the issue. The issue we're talking about is perception. And the perception is when you look at Uli Wells' feet, Uli Wells does not compromise with what's on her feet. Whether or not it's her money or the guy down the street's money, but
that's
it's somebody's money that's being made.
Ain't mine. Somebody else is taking care of me. That's their perception. She's high maintenance. Somebody is doing, no, nigga, I work every freaking day to get what the
but
freak
I think that, you know, for a lot of men, it is the issue of, well, you know, she's pretty, she has this, she has that. She has to have a man.
Mm-hmm.
And so somebody must be taking care of her or whatever
right.
the case may be.
Right.
But at the end
right.
of the day, it doesn't matter
false
whether
perception.
It is that they think that it's a man that's taking care of you or not. It is that you are high maintenance, especially when it comes to certain things, because you don't compromise. So, again, mm-hmm. it is, okay, she's a little more high maintenance than the simple chick sitting at the end of the bar being loud. That's
mm-hmm.
me. But I'm not.
That's the low key. I'm not.
But you're not because of your personality. But, again, we haven't gotten to know each other yet. And that's
mm-hmm.
why I can never stress enough on either of these shows about getting to know people. Because
mm-hmm.
when you get to know people, yes, you might have on a $200 pair of boots, but like you said, we sharing one Egg Foo Young box out the Chinese restaurant because we think it's cute and romantic. You know, it becomes about knowing is my personality high maintenance. You know, and what you have on the outside doesn't always match what's on the inside. You know,
mm-hmm.
it can be completely different, but it's about getting to know someone. So, yes, the assessment that you're high maintenance in the beginning, that might be dead on. But that's, and I say, you can look at somebody and say, okay, she's a little high maintenance. whether it's her money, my money, whatever the case may be, but that's what it is. So when you approach that person, if that's somebody that you think you want to holler at, you should already have in your mind, she a little high maintenance and I'm trying to holler at her, I might have to come up with some money. Because you made a choice to step to this individual who you have already perceived to be this way. So, again, it's about you're entertaining this individual. You're entertaining this lifestyle. That man is the audience and you're the gold digger. But in actuality, you're not. So when you meet the chick who has to have the high-end this and the high-end that, you knew that when you met her.
Right.
So now it's like, oh, my God, I can't believe she's trying to bleed me for my money.
Right.
You thought that when you met her. You slept with her and she did some amazing trick or something, and now it's like you're in love or whatever the case may be. And now when she is taking your debit card out of your wallet and fleecing you for everything you have, or saying to you, I need this and I need that, and you want to be surprised because why? Like 18 question marks behind that why.
Right.
You know,
right.
So again, you know, like I said, I don't think that most men are astounded when they meet someone and come to find out that they're a gold digger, or as they're getting to know them, it's like they start to see gold digging tendencies. Because, again, we see what we want to see, and we don't see what we don't want to see. You know, my favorite phrase, you know, love is blind, but you don't have to be.
Mm-hmm.
We see.
I was telling Tony, I said, we see your bullshit before you even finish your bullshit conversation. We see that. But we do two things. We turn the eye and act like we don't see it because we still want to either get to know you, or you might be that cute guy that everybody wants, or you might just be the bad boy that everybody, whatever the case may be, or we think we are the save a dick nigga and want to save somebody. So,
but either way, you've made a conscious choice and you've decided
absolutely
to turn your eye away from it. But then when it gets, or we may feel that we can, quote unquote, change them.
Or,
you know, and you can't change anybody. Anybody who's going to change is going to change for themselves. You will become important enough to them for them to change for you, but you can't change them. So then
and
it's
like,
well,
they won't even change for you, because what they'll do is they'll do things to make you feel like they're trying to be better than what they were for you, but then they still, it's who they are. So you have to accept people for who they are, what they are, and what they say in faces term, and believe that shit, and believe it.
You know, I will even say that there are some people who find the people in their lives worthwhile changing for.
Because
I was going to say, the thing is, is that when you find the value in people around you, you want to be better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that all comes down to. I want to be better because the people in my life, this person in my life, makes me want to be a better person.
Right.
But you can't change anyone. You can love someone to death. You can give someone everything. You can give a gold digging woman every single dollar you have, and when it's gone, so will she be.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes about what you're willing to put up with, what you're willing to deal with, what you are willing to succumb to, what you're willing to sacrifice. And if you're willing to do it, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
But don't be dismayed and upset later when you come to the realization of, I thought I could love her enough and, you know, she would just love me for me. Did she love you for you when she met you in the beginning when you guys were doing this? It was always, her love always was equated with your paycheck or your credit score or where we went to eat, you know. And I tell people sometimes, you know, being the simple chick sometimes is always, it can be a bad thing, because then people feel like they don't have to try, because we don't. But there are some people who are okay. They like tough love. And I have to laugh because somebody said that to me once before. It's like, you make love too easy. Well, is it supposed to be hard?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And are there mm-hmm. supposed to be rules that say, mm-hmm. okay, you know, you got to go and
time
out
every time? Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so again, people know what they want. They know what they need. They give in to certain things because they want it. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, if there were not people to entertain these types of women, where would they be? Their asses
mm-hmm.
would have to go to work like everybody
find,
else.
That's right. Find
their
a way to
asses
make it
would
work
have
like
to,
everybody else.
Right. Mm-hmm. Their asses would live in smaller homes and or apartments
mm-hmm.
like everybody else. They would have
and
go
drive,
and get
and
their
drive
own.
Whatever they were driving. Mm-hmm.
Right. But because mm-hmm. some man felt that they wanted to keep this woman, and I mean that in every sense of the word, I want to keep you with me, but I want to make you a kept woman,
mm-hmm.
then that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And they become okay with it. And the rules mm-hmm. in the relationship are a little different than, quote-unquote, normal relationships, too.
Well, just
because
like
as
said,
a man,
you
can do whatever
what
you want to do
you're
in
being
this relationship
kept by that
as long as it doesn't
giving
affect
you all
my money.
Of the materialistic things you want, but you may be losing out on the best man that could be possibly in your life who may not be able to give you all the materialistic but make you happy. And we talk about that all the time. You and I have this conversation all the time about.
But for some people, it is about the tangible. Tangible
it is.
Tangible
it
measures
is.
Love for some
it
people.
And at a certain age.
The more you can give me, the more I feel like you love me, the more I feel
mm-hmm.
like you care about me. I know a couple. This man has been unfaithful to his wife for years.
Mm-hmm.
Years.
Mm-hmm.
And she is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, on this big-ass house in Virginia, the
mm-hmm.
mortgage is paid.
Mm-hmm.
I just got a brand-new Mercedes for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
know, we're not worried about how we're putting our kids through school because you make sure that happens.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really okay with whatever you do as long as none of these women affect my money flow.
But see, for me, if you had that kind of money that you're providing for our family like that, nigga, you're going to provide for me, but I'm going to be over there because I can only be happy, truly. I did that. I was in a marriage for years, and I knew he was unfaithful. And I didn't leave at the time because of my daughter, because of this and because of that. And then one day I woke up, and I'm like, is this really worth it? Like, I'm so unhappy. But some people are unhappy. I'm sorry. Some people are happy with just the materialistic things that they have. They don't need
right,
him.
Because she
they don't need
divorce.
Him.
She can easily
yeah.
divorce him, and you know they can
get
and
get half of what she got.
But
what he has.
But why bother?
She doesn't care about him anymore.
But why bother about getting half when I have access to it all?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and she's content, and he's content because her measurement is in the monetary. It's in
right.
the things. It's not.
Right.
And
well,
you
she
know,
separated
what?
Herself
I
from the feelings after some years. That does happen.
But you know what? And at the end of the day, though, if you decide to stay, that's what you want. And again,
mm-hmm.
I can't get mad. I'm not going to sit up and judge anybody's lifestyle and what
absolutely
they
not.
Do. But you know, for some people, that is what makes them happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a lot of people who will give you the story as to why they are the way they are. I grew up broke. I grew up poor. I vowed to myself that I would never be poor
never
again.
Did, yeah, yeah.
And you know what? Go for it. Do what
mm-hmm.
you need to do. Just understand
mm-hmm.
there's a retribution on the back end somewhere
mm-hmm.
along the line. But and you sacrifice something. But
mm-hmm.
if you're willing to sacrifice that emotion because that fear of being poor or broke
mm-hmm.
is defeats everything else,
mm-hmm.
No, I'm not mad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not mad. You know,
mm-hmm.
just understand that, you know, your money can't hug you at night, but shit,
right.
then again, maybe it can.
I mean, you know, some of us don't have somebody to hug us at night anyway, so they're okay with that, too. As long as they can get what they want, they're okay with it. But, you know, let's recap what we're talking about. For me, I just say, you know, for men and for women both, you know, when you're in a situation, in a relationship, and in an agreement, or whatever you are calling what you're in, if you love that person should never have to ask for anything. And I'm talking about a glass of water. I'm talking about sex. I'm talking about monetary. Anything. You should be in cahoots with each other. You should know what's going on in each other's lives and know what that person needs. And this is not just, we're not just talking about money. We're talking about emotional support. I'm talking about, you know, the whole nine yards. You know, you should know when that person, like, for instance, prime example, Nasty called me today and said, you ready to go on? I said, yeah, I'm ready. I was a little quiet. Because he knows me, he immediately said to me, what's up? Mm-mm, this ain't you. What's going on? And this ain't my man. This is my brother. This is not my man. But you should be able to know what's going on with the person you are dating. You may not know what's going on, but you should know that something is going on where you should be concerned enough to say, what's wrong? What's going on? Well, what you need? What you need me to do? What you need me to do? Because for me, the woman I am, that's what I'm going to do. What do you need from me? What can I do to help? And I'm going to make sure whatever it is, I'm going to try to do that.
Well, I think on the flip side of that, you know, when you're a gold digger, when you guys are in an arrangement, first of all, there is no love 9 times out of 10.
We're not talking about
mutual
like.
No, I'm saying on a whole. Right. When on a whole.
Good men. I wasn't even talking about the gold digger.
No. I'm just kind of going all the way around. With gold digging women, you know, gold digging relationships, you know, I'm in it for something, you're in it for something, it is what it is, we'll respect the rules and the boundaries. I think when you're in a relationship that, yeah, you should have to ask. You should be able to ask. I think that when you are in a relationship, a true relationship, it should be comfortable enough for you to say, guess what, I need. And when you say that, it should not have to come with retribution. It should not have to come with, damn, I don't know how he's going to respond. I don't know how she's going to respond. Because we are in a something. Because, you know, like I said, nobody's a mind reader. And a closed mouth don't get fed. So if we are truly in a relationship and I'm saying, I'm sitting here and I'm going over my bills and, you know,
so what about
What
about you've had this conversation with him? You've had this conversation with him through conversation, and he has not offered. Do you then still ask?
I think if we're that far in a relationship, I don't need to hint to you. I need to tell you, hey, look, you know, I'm short. If you can help me, I need some assistance. I don't know what you got going on this week, but this is where I am. Now his response is what's going to kind of make me feel one way or another. Because the thing is that when we are truly in a relationship, I should not be afraid to come to you and ask you about anything. Like you said, I shouldn't be afraid to ask you for a glass of water. I shouldn't be afraid to ask you for sex. I should not have to put it out there in the atmosphere and hope you react a certain way. Because now I'm still asking you to kind of pick up the hint and run with it. No. I should be able to be direct and straightforward and say to you, babe, you know, I know it's a little tight for you, it's a little tight for me, but you know what, I'm super short on the rent this week. Can you help me? And if you got it, you got it. And if you don't, yeah, I want you to kind of go and find a way to get it, but you know, it is what it is. But I should be able to say to my man, keyword, my man, that this is what I need, and not feel some kind of way. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm very, 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 very proud. So it is hard for me to ask anybody for anything. So when I let my guard down and I come to you and I say I need, we are at that point in that relationship where you have made me feel comfortable enough that I can come and say that to you. I'm not going to ask. It's not going to be a whole crystal ball kind of thing. Or, well, don't you remember last week I told you I needed it? You're going to get
it. Jackie, as always, these opinions are our opinions. They are not the opinion of the Shadow Worlds Radio. It's what me and Jackie think. we just want to close off saying, Nash, you got anything you want to say about it?
No, just no. My thing is just be upfront. Your goal is just be straight up, 100. Like, look, I need money. Many times, no connection. Just fuck show. Just be straight up, gold diggers.
I'm kind of cute, so if anybody want to give me a coach bag, you could just
Jackie, get the information from the show.
I just gave it. I'm really kind of cute, and I need some coach
bag. What the hell you want?
Everybody be upfront. No bullshit. Let's just keep it 100.
That's what it is. Once again, men, there are some good women out here. there. Oh no, he didn't. There are some good women out here, and you know, if you care for them the way you say you care for them, there are some good men out here. If you care for them the way you say you care for them, and one of you are in need for something, make sure you make sure they're okay. You gold digging trick ass bitches, keep doing you.
I know that's right. I ain't mad.
Hi, Maddie.
No rules?
Hell no, just do the damn thing. No rules.